You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So you also talk of something in your book, about, being pig-tied. talk to us a little about that story. I thought it was a very good story.
Pig-tied. Well, this is my days when we were working cattle, and
that's an amazing statement, by the way. I mean, just to hear that you worked cattle on a horse.
Right.
That's amazing, man. It's like unreal,
Well, my dad always kept about 700 head of wild Brahma cattle. Most people call them Brahma, but in that South Florida, most people don't know South Florida, or Florida, is the eighth leading cattle state.
Wow.
Yeah,
no,
it's a cattle. There was more people in gun battles at Arcadia than in the OK Corral ever saw, right? It was cowboys.
Wow.
So, in one sense, I'm not a cowboy, okay, because I didn't want to be, and I'm recovering redneck. I'm recovering that part, okay? I've tried to change my life by studying words.
Okay.
And to learn to have a different mindset. But as a young man, we raised cattle, and I loved every single minute of it. It was swamp cattle. And I had a buddy named Big Man. He was only 19 and I was 21. Once again, he was a big guy.
Right.
And had a big head and a square jaw. Even as a young man, 19, he had jowls underneath here.
Wow.
But he could outfight me. He could outrun me. He could outrope me. We threw knives every day when we were together. We practiced roping every day. He could do everything better than me. We had this competition.
Yeah.
And he more than me. He could not stand to let me beat him in any way.
Right.
So we had pastures in different locations. We might have had 8 or 10 different pastures and even in different counties. This particular pasture where this story happened was a small pasture. It was only about 40 acres.
Okay.
And it had a lot of myrtle trees grown up in it. It was so thick you couldn't see through the pasture. There might be few open places.
Right.
And we went in there to work these cattle. And this bull, he was a jumping bull. Some bulls, a fence mean nothing to them.
Oh, wow.
And they're big. They're giant. Big, giant hump on their back. Big horns. And they come up to a fence and just leap right over it. And the rest of the cattle went in the pen. And so my dad said, well, let him go. He said, when the Flints work their cows, they'll get him. Okay. And so we loaded up the other cattle. And a few weeks later, there he was back in the pasture. And my dad didn't believe in roping anything. It was all about production. Right. He didn't want to stress something so they wouldn't produce something.
Okay.
And so roping to him was ridiculous, okay? To Big Man and I, it was a joy. It's what we wanted to do. We wanted to rope anything.
Right.
And so now this bull's in there. There's only one way to get him, and that's to rope him, okay?
Right. How old are you now during this
time? This, I'm probably in my early 20s.
Okay.
And so it was my dad and me, and then there was a fellow named Wayne Kelly, and his dad's name was Jack Kelly.
Okay.
They had a big ranch. They were potato farmers, and that paid off their ranch, and now they're ranchers.
Right.
And they thought in their mind they were bona fide cowboys, okay?
Right.
And then Big Man knew he was. I said with a joke about him, he was born in the saddle, okay?
Right.
His dad was a cowboy of a cowboy, and have stories of old Florida like you wouldn't believe.
Right.
So he was part of the Flints. The Flints are all, to this day, down there, big cattlemen.
Okay.
All right, so at any rate, the Kellys and Wayne Kelly, old man Kelly had the deepest voice of anybody. I used to think he pretended to talk deep, he had a deep voice.
Right.
So now we're all five of us on horseback riding, and then we divide
That's
up.
Amazing, just think we about
We divide
that.
Up, and we're looking for this bull. Okay, we got an unwritten law.
Okay.
You do not rope a bull by yourself.
Okay.
Okay, mostly because you could kill your horse. Because if you got that rope tied to your hommel of your horse, the horn on your horse, that bull just drag him down and they'll gore that horse, okay?
Ooh.
They could get you too, and you could get hurt or pinned by being dragged down.
Right.
So we kind of had a promise, so to speak, unspoken. You don't rope a bull by yourself. You rope him with two people, you string him out where he can't go one way or another.
Right.
Well, I went off in a direction, and here I come around a corner, and here's this big, giant Brahma bull. And he's got his back up against these myrtles, and I'm on a horse named Fred. He's a registered quarter horse, and I broke him myself. There's a whole other story in that one.
Right.
Boy, there's a good lesson in that one.
Okay.
But anyway, it comes back to old Fred. We're staring at this bull, staring at us. And I noticed this myrtle tree out in front of him. And I thought, if I could get my rope on that bull and then get my big rope around that myrtle, that bull would choke himself back, and I believe I could tie him up. Because you always have a pig rope that's about 8 feet long, smaller, and it's like when you're roping calves, sometimes you rope them and you tie their legs up. You've seen it in a rodeo,
So instead of tying him to the saddle of the horse, you're going to tie him to the myrtle.
Well, first to the saddle of the horse.
Okay.
Get him going back against me, getting choked good, because then they lose their mind when they're choked.
Okay.
Somewhat, if he's not charged me. But if he starts to charge me, I'm going to get around that tree with my horse.
Okay, got it.
So Fred's was there. We got a wrap on. All I needed was one wrap on that myrtle. Now he's pulling on the myrtle. Right. Fred's holding back like this.
Right.
I jump off, grabbing my pig rope. I throw it between his legs, get a stick, and I almost get my head kicked off. The bull tried to kick me, missed me by a hair. I grab that rope and pull it back, pull it through a loop. Now I got one back leg, right?
Right.
So now I get the second back leg, and I trip him. He falls over, I tie all three of his legs up. And so I taught him pig tied, okay?
Oh, wow.
So now I get on my ropes, and he's just laying on the ground. So now I'm riding just a little high in the saddle.
Right.
And I come back, and here they come, okay? And so we didn't cuss around my dad. Now, he was an excellent cusser. I can tell you stories. You'd laugh, and the people would laugh, but I tend not to cuss anymore. That's that's called an iniquity I've had to forsake.
Right.
And yet I still do, I have to admit. The Lord's working on it, okay?
Right.
I don't cuss nasty, but I'll say a little something.
Right.
So at any rate, we come up there, and they go, well, old man Kelly goes, he must have jumped out.
Right.
And I said, well, I got him tied up right over here. And big man, to keep from just straight out cussing, he made like he was coughing. He goes, I knew what he said.
Right.
And so I said, no, I got him tied up right over here. And big man did it twice.
All right.
I said, y'all follow me.
Right.
We went over there, and there was that big old bull. I don't know if he weighed 2,000 pounds, but he was huge.
Wow.
And there he was, tied up, pig tied.
Right.
So big man couldn't say a word.
Right.
He couldn't say a word. He saw him tied up. And so we went and got the cow trailer. And to do that, we're riding off.
Right.
And so my dad, we're riding together. He says, that was a good job, son.
Wow.
It's one of the few times that I felt him compliment me. I want to tell you,
go ahead,
to my legacy, but to whoever's listening to this, hey, do not be shy to compliment your children.
Right.
Do not speak to them and compliment. Every time you see them do something good, say praise them, even for what they're doing good.
Yeah.
In fact, the best lesson I ever got from my sons, I'm going to digress here in a minute. Mm-hmm. I saw a man that preached from a pulpit at Liberty Northeast Church.
Mm-hmm.
He claimed all seven of his sons went into the ministry.
Mm. Wow.
I said, what? Because I want my sons to be believers, and they are.
Right.
They're better givers than me. I don't brag. Right. They're better men than me. That's what you should want for your son, to be good in the Lord, see?
Right. Yeah.
So I said, baby, I'm going to have to leave you. I got to catch this guy going to his car.
Right.
So I run around the back of the church, and here he come through there. The unspoken word is, don't interrupt a preacher when he might be a little tired.
Right.
But I caught him. I said, sir, can I have just 60 seconds of your time?
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me kind of strange. He says, yes, what do you want, son? I said, your seven boys went with you into the ministry, followed you.
Right.
I said, can you give me one tip? He says, I'll give you a great tip. And now you're getting that tip. Hear it from the Lord, okay? When your son or your daughter, doesn't matter, when they giggle, when they've seen a butterfly, when they've caught a fish, when they see a puppy, when something tickles their heart or their tickle bone a little bit, grab them, pull them up to your cheek and say this, isn't God good? Isn't God good, Billy? Isn't God good, Becky?
Wow.
What we tend to do is we correct them out of our religiousness.
Right.
Don't do this.
Right.
Don't drink. Don't drive fast.
Yeah.
Don't wear those clothing. Pull your britches up.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But here's a better tip. When they're little, pull them up to you. When they feel good about something.
Right.
Because let me tell you, God is good.
Yeah.
He's the essence of goodness. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Awesome.
So here, my dad told me that day, thank God, that was a good job, son. I felt so good about that.
Right.
But the name of the story is Pig Tied, okay?
That's awesome.
So what I say, though, too, that day, not only did the bull get pig tied, But Big Man Flint got pig-tied too.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Forgive me for a little bit of
No.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.